We now come to the news from Seaford and New Haven, generously sponsored by Richard Foster Piano Tuning and Servicing.
A local filmmaker has showcased the story behind a prominent Stonewater development in East Sussex, which sits on the site of the former Parker Pen factory. The leading house provider worked with Press Play Films to create a feature looking at the history of the Safford Park scheme in New Haven. Press Play Films, based in East Sussex, works with local organisations such as schools, museums, libraries and art galleries to make animation production accessible to all, including individuals with conditions such as autism, ADHD, dyslexia and ODD. In early 2024, the team launched the year-long Stop Motion Animation Project in collaboration with local school children, former Parker Pen employees, and even the great-grandson of founder Jeffrey Parker. The videos created include a story about the creation of pens, the evolution of New Haven, and the history of Pen Ink. Before it was closed down in 2010 and later demolished in 2014, the factory was a thriving employer in the community with around 1,200 staff. In August 2023, Stonewater completed its development of 145 energy-efficient homes, which were built on the site where the factory once stood. An information board and several public art pieces were created especially for the development, offering a tribute to the site's historical significance. Marie Reardon, Director of Development at Stonewater, said, "We were really pleased to support Press Play Films in its efforts to preserve and celebrate the rich history behind our Safford Park development. It was important to us throughout construction to make sure we recognise the history and significance of the site. And this project, along with our own public art installations, will ensure the story of Parker Pen can be remembered for generations." Lara Merrick Hughes, founder of Press Play Films, said, "Stonewater has been really engaged with our Parker Pen project from the start, recognising what an important aspect of local history we are capturing. Stonewater also helped cover the cost of QR code signage to be placed at the site of the former factory, which will mean the story of the site can be shared for years to come. Stonewater's Safford Park site was also the location for the unveiling of the Housing Association's 5,000th new home, built since its formation in 2015. Since the milestone in 2022, the provider has gone on to celebrate its 7,000th new home and owns and manages 40,000 properties in total. The development was recently awarded Best New Development in the South at the Sussex Heritage Trust Awards, which Marie Reardon attended on behalf of Stonewater.
A small but mighty primary school in East Sussex has received top marks with an Outstanding in All Areas rating from Ofsted. Alfriston Primary School has been given the highest rating following a two-day inspection in June. Ofsted inspectors say the school, based in North Road, is outstanding in all areas. Quality of education, behaviour and attitudes, personal development, leadership and management, and early years provision all receive the highest marks. Head teacher Lindsay Hudson says she's delighted with the rating and proud of the entire school community. She said, "We are a small school, and our mantra is small but mighty, and this result proves it." This achievement is down to the hard work and unwavering dedication of pupils, parents and carers, teachers and support staff, governors and the local community. "We've always been a school which aims to give every child the best possible education, alongside the importance of developing character, in a caring and supportive environment. Now Ofsted has confirmed it, and we are all immensely proud." There are many highlights in the Ofsted report, including pupils are proud of their school and feel safe at Alfriston. Adults have high expectations of them and put them first in every way. Pupils thrive at the school, expectations are high, and they achieve very well because of this. The school's work to enrich pupils' lives and develop their experiences beyond the classroom is noteworthy. Sport, drama, and music are a daily feature. "This is a school where high standards matter, and leaders at all levels have a clear vision for the school. Aspirations are limitless. Pupils' behaviour and attitudes to school are impressive. Character development and building pupils' confidence and resilience have a high priority."
New Haven residents are set to benefit from major road safety improvements. In a recent letter to local MP James McCleary, Rupert Clubb, ESCC's Director of Communities and Transport, confirmed the speed limit on Avis Road will be reduced to 30 miles per hour, an extension of the existing limit back towards the A26 junction. Alongside the speed limit cut, new measures will include a new central pedestrian island north of Mount Road Junction, a new section of footway on the eastern side of Avis Road, and improved access for people crossing to reach Drove Ponds and Drove Park. An East Sussex County Council spokesperson explained, "An extension of the 30 miles per hour speed limit and relocation of bus stops in Avis Road were two schemes requested by South Highton Parish Council in 2022. Following careful assessment, the speed limit extension was included in the 2024-25 capital programme, having been approved by the lead member in March 2024. Although the assessment did not rate the relocation of bus stops as a priority under the Local Transport Improvement Programme, the County Council were able to fund this using Bus Service Improvement Plan funding. This scheme will include a central pedestrian island to the north of Mount Road Junction and a new section of footway to the eastern side of Avis Road. All road safety schemes introduced by the County Council are carefully considered and based on the thorough road safety assessments. We have a limited amount of funding and have to prioritise local road safety and transport schemes, which will be of greatest benefit to our local communities." MP James McCleary, who has been lobbying for these improvements, said, "Improving road safety across New Haven and the constituency as a whole has been a key focus of mine, and this is another positive step forward. Whether it's the A259, C7 or residential roads, too many people have told me they don't feel safe walking or cycling, especially with children. Lowering the speed limit and introducing safer crossings will make a real difference for families, older residents and anyone trying to get to the bus stops, parks and ponds. I'll keep a close eye on the plans to make sure they're delivered and continue pushing for improvements like this where they're needed. This is a real win for local people and shows what we can achieve when residents' voices are heard loud and clear. Corina Watts, Lewis District Council member for New Haven North, added, "This is a fantastic step forward. I know how hard local people have pushed for these changes, and I'm pleased they are being delivered. I'll be keeping residents updated as the plans progress. People will have the chance to comment when the traffic regulation order for the new speed limit goes out for consultation later this year, and I urge people to partake in this and make their views heard."
A new reduced speed limit has been introduced in Alfriston. It aims to improve road safety in the medieval village. The County Council's Local Transport Capital Improvement Scheme has funded the installation of signs and warnings throughout the village, informing drivers of a new 20-mile-per-hour speed limit. This, it is hoped, will address concerns over the speed of traffic and dangers posed to pedestrians on the narrow streets. The scheme also included the installation of two new gateway signs, a high friction surface where the limit changes from 30 miles per hour, and a refresh of existing yellow lines and road markings. New double yellow lines have been painted in the village centre to stop obstructive parking, and signs alerting motorists to the narrow streets have also been installed at the entrance to the village. Councillor Claire Dowling, East Sussex County Council's lead member for Transport and Environment, said, "We have worked closely with Alfriston Parish Council for some time to try to address road safety concerns in the village. Alfriston is a beautiful, historic village, and we are delighted we have been able to take action for the community." During the work, 65 signs and 9 new signposts were installed. Roadside vegetation was cut back, and about 70 metres of footway was reconstructed. With overnight traffic management in place, East Sussex County Council's highways contractor, Balfour Beatty, cleaned the roadside across the village, cleaned high street gullies, removed 3 dangerous trees, and repaired a pothole and an area of broken carriageway edge.
An international comedy star comes to New Haven. During the 2-day course being run, students will learn how to come up with comedy material, to structure and edit writing, and to connect with and perform to an audience. At the end of the course, participants will have the opportunity to perform a short set in a showcase to a live audience. The venue is Hillcrest Centre, Bayview Road, New Haven, BN99LH. Session 1, Saturday the 6th of September, midday to 4 p.m. Session 2, Sunday the 7th of September, 2 till 6 p.m. The host and tutor is Nick Coppin, an internationally renowned professional stand-up comedian and producer, who over the last 20 years has performed with the likes of Michael McIntyre, Sarah Millican, Jimmy Carr, Michael Flanagan, Reginald D. Hunter, and Henning Wen, as well as being a regular at many of the major comedy fringes and festivals, such as Edinburgh, Adelaide, Perth, Brighton, Melbourne, New Zealand, Singapore, and Hollywood, and performed all over Europe, Australia, Southeast Asia, and North America. To sign up, go to Art of Comedy Stand-Up Beginners Course. Tickets, 6th of September 2025 at 12 o'clock, Eventbrite.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Seaford and New Haven. Mm.